Hi everyone, my name is Azam Rais and welcome to the off-season special of Poet X. Poet X is an online poetry community that features a variety of poems from different poets. We feature unrestricted, unhinged and unapologetic poetry across a diverse range of themes. Today, we are doing something different. We are featuring a legend in the poetry scene of Malaysia and showcase poems from his collection, Professor Dr. Muhammad Haji Saleh. First, some background information on our guest today. Muhammad Haji Saleh was born on the 26th of March 1942 in Temerloh, Terong. As a poet and writer, he has been conferred the title of National Literary Laureate in 1991 and was awarded the Southeast Asia Writers Award in 1997. Having spent many years as a professor, lecturer and writer, he is now known for his poems that revolve around the themes of roots, identity and culture. Muhammad Haji Saleh is a point of reference in Malaysia due to his bilingual mastery of Bahasa Malaysia and English. The Poet X team had an opportunity to spend a few minutes with this legendary poet at Gaslight Cafe Bukit Damansara, where he performed during the 29th volume of If Walls Could Talk. It was a great honour to record him live, and we at Poet X are proud to present you his poems. Please enjoy Muhammad Haji Saleh.
Homecoming. I'm home at last, splattered and sinewed by the mud of the long road. You can see the marks of gravel and travel on my feet, foreign words in my language, women and truncheons in my narrative. This is for you, a book of the journey, line sketch, verses of poverty, of emotions, faces of dunes and mules against a mysterious cosmos, therefore unbearable. Laughter of the destitute in summer, echoing against rock hills and dredges, heat is sadly comic. Loneliness of the affluent, drowned by the wailing of singers. And here is an album of photographs, dull and brown from an age determined by the quality of chemicals, throngs at the supermarket and shopping malls, food, toilet paper and paperbacks consuming the lines in their own homes, in the end to be digested and meshed into colors of the carnivorous TV. This is the future. Pictures preserved from the empty present so that you will know others have been this way. And sorry to say, they are no longer here.
That was Homecoming by Muhammad Haji Saleh. In our conversation after the show, we asked him what he thought of If Walls Could Talk and the contemporary local poetry scene in comparison to the scene during his younger days.
Dua zaman yang sangat berlainan. Saya menulis di England. Mula sekali tulis di England, di college. Jadi kami ada beberapa orang kawan jumpa dalam pertemuan, berbincang, tak ada pun baca sajak masa itu, ya, tahun 63, 64, 65, tak ada pun di England, tapi di luar ada, ya, okay. Tapi saya juga balik ke Malaysia dan pergi ke University Singapura di bawah seorang profesor namanya DJ Enright. Dia menggalakkan kita baca sajak dan selalu ada pertemuan. Bila saya balik ke Malaysia lepas 68, lebih banyak lagi bacaan puisi. Usman Awang ni sangat penting dalam sejarah pembacaan puisi kita. Jadi dia yang mengumpulkan orang Melayu, Cina, India membaca dengan terjemahannya. Dan lepas beliau itu ada pula pada zaman beliau itu di sebuah hotel Century, saya ingat Hotel Century, yang mengadakan bacaan puisi tiap-tiap bulan di dalam restoran dan di dalam hotel.
This is no place for truth. Do not speak with the voice of belief. Do not answer questions. What is required of you is praise and the pretty word. This is no place for the naked word. If you entertain ambition, practice hiding your crease behind your back. To step when eyes are turned away, make space for ceremonies. Be diligent in fetching and sending your boss. Arrange that you are always present at official receptions and often give him sweetmeats as offerings. And don't forget, caress his son's hair. Before taking your leave, ask him the price of his new car and how he polishes it. In a little while, you too will occupy a high office, stringing titles behind your name, or better still, also before it. You will be the boss and demand all this from your subordinates.
That was "This Is No Place for Truth." As poets, we tend to be susceptible to writer's blocks. That is a phase of a poet or writer's life where they feel absent of any inspiration. We asked Muhammad Haji Saleh to divulge his writing process and where he gets his inspiration from.
Puisi ini walaupun nampaknya seperti naluriah saja, seperti datang tiba-tiba dan tanpa rancangan atau editing, sebenarnya tidak. Mengambil waktu dan melalui peringkat-peringkat yang berbagai-bagai. Kalau saya sendiri, saya tulis saja, saya peram. 3 tahun, 4 tahun, saya datang balik, saya tambah atau rapikan, tinggal lagi. Lepas itu baru saya hantar ke penerbit. Ya? Kerana apa yang kita tulis dalam waktu yang singkat mungkin tak tajam, tak sehalus yang kita inginkan, tak sepintar yang kita inginkan. Jangan tak terlalu sabar ya nak menerbitkan. Kadang-kadang kita menyesal, lebih baikkan ini semua.
Selamat pulang Juwita. Ini rumah kita. Ruangnya sederhana tetapi bertetangga baik. Oleh itu lebarnya sekampung. Kau akan besar di laman keliling, di bawah lindung mangga depan, mengait jambu di musim hujan, menjaga dan menyarung putik dan mengutip langsat luruh. Di rumah ini kau akan nanti tahu bahwa kami inginkan kau bebas, kerana kebebasan itu lingkungan wujud yang akan menumbuhkanmu, memperpucukkan percaya, berbunga menjadi benih baru. Kebebasan bermakna mempelajari tanggungjawab yang datang dengan hak. Kebebasan membantu perasaan seperti ia melahirkan fikiran. Kebebasan itu pahat pada tangan tukang, warna pada pandangan, dan kata kepada fikiran. Belajarlah jiwanya supaya kau hidup bebas. Kami inginkan kecantikan untukmu kerana kau perempuan. Tapi yang kami pohonkan ialah kecantikan yang diamanatkan oleh kebijaksanaan, ditegakkan oleh keluasan hidup, diarahkan oleh ilmu. Selamat pulang Juwita. Ini rumahmu. Kami akan luangkan ruang untukmu. aturkan hari kami supaya kau menjadi mataharinya. Shadow Play 1. On a leather leaf, a whole world is gathered, arranged in its original state, forms, colors, types, all sheltered by their borders. In the leaf, there's a mountain. On the mountain, there's a bringin. In the bringin, there's a forest. In the forest, birds chirp. In the heart of the forest, silences roar. Quiet and clear is the voice of meditation. On the edge of the forest, in the din of the palace, around the palace, movements pour their colors. In the leaves are hidden symbols. In the symbols is energy's shade. All lanes lead to knowledge. Knowledge spreads its roots. In the forest, leaves are heaped high. In the leaves, a universe grows. In the universe, there's a forest. In the forest, there's a leaf.
That was Shadow Play 1. Advice for aspiring writers doesn't come cheap nowadays, but Muhammad Haji Saleh was ever willing to share words of wisdom for the future generation. Drawing from his vast experience and acclaimed career, we asked him what was the most important thing that he personally benefited from as a writer and a poet.
Saya ni, Pudirunaya, yang paling penting sangat profesor saya di Universiti Singapura, namanya DJ Enright, dan dia juga seorang penulis yang penting di England pada tahun 50-an sampai 70-an. Dia selalu mengajak saya baca sajak, dan saya selalu tunjukkan sajak pada dia. Dia akan beri komentar, jadi semacam ada penasihat khusus, ya. Percuma, ya, dia mentor dan sangat terbuka, dan akhirnya saya jadi agak dekat dengan dia. Buku saya dia berikan pengenalan, dan kalau ada ruang-ruang kosong untuk dihantar untuk terbitan misalnya di Australia atau di England, dia yang membantu dalam hal ini. Jadi saya besar sedikit ini kerana dia juga, dan saya mesti mengiktiraf dia. Jadi kalau saudara nak besar, saya ingat bagus juga ada mentor, ada penasihat. Jangan malu, pasal kita ada banyak penyair yang baik di Malaysia, dalam bahasa Inggeris pun ada, dalam bahasa Melayu. Dekati mereka, dekati mereka. Dan saya ingat di umur seperti saya ni, kita ingin berikan pengalaman kita, pengajaran, ya. Mungkin orang malu nak tanya, tapi kita ada banyak, ya, banyak yang boleh kita berikan, ya. Dan kalau nak buat salon literai ni, jumpa dan kawan-kawan, ajak, ya, orang luar yang nulis bahasa Inggeris dan bahasa Inggeris ni untuk memberi pandangan, ya. Ini bukan masalah Malaysia, kita semua bersih. Kita ini kawasan, mungkin negeri-negeri macam England, negeri-negeri macam Perancis, Jepun, semua ni korup, ya. Kita tidak. Corruption is raping your mother, injuring your own child, and plundering in your household. Corruption is spearing the soul and slashing your own wrist. Terima kasih.
That's all the time we have for us today on this special episode of Poet X featuring Professor Dr. Muhammad Haji Saleh. We hope you've enjoyed his poetry and have benefited from the words of wisdom imparted by a legend in the scene. We would like to thank our honored guest, Muhammad Haji Saleh, for agreeing to be interviewed by us. We'd also like to thank our partners, If Walls Could Talk, hosted by Melissa Rani at Gaslight Cafe, Bukit Damansara. To aspiring poets, poetry lovers and performers, do check this scene out for a showcase of talents every fortnight. Poet X is a production of Tehalia.my. Credit goes to Safwan Siddiq, our producer for the show, Farah Hanis, our designer, and myself, Azam Rais, the host and director of Poet X. If you'd like to receive updates, follow us at Tehalia.my on our Facebook and Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to share your poetry with us and be featured on our show, email me at azam@tehalia.my. I'm Azam Rais, and this is Poet X. Good night.